What's up, world? Welcome to the podcast. Just reported a few hours ago, PNB Rock was shot while having a meal at Roscoe's Chicken up in LA. Yo, this is really crazy, man. It said that his girl, I don't know if it's true or not, but it was said that his girl had shared their location. If so, I would definitely look at her as an op. Why would you share PNB's location? You know, so people can, you know, come and rob him and take his jewelry and stuff like that. It's crazy because I feel like this world ain't safe no more, man. They walked inside that chicken place with kids and shit inside there. You know, and just let off shots. That's crazy. It's a video circulating on Twitter. Be very aware because it is very graphic. I pray and I hope PNB makes it out of this. I mean, it doesn't look good, but don't mean he can't pull out of it. I don't know, man. We got to find a solution to this, man. All this killing, all this everybody hating on each other, man. You know, hating on a brother, you know, because he got a jury that he worked hard for. Go get your own jury. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it don't run up on the cops that kill black people like that, the colonizers. You know? But you do it to your own people. This is crazy, man. It's crazy, man. I really hope PNB makes it out okay, man. To the rappers, be safe. You know, share your location after you have left the place. Share your location after you leave, because it is not safe. And it's safe to say that LA, Chicago, they not playing fair. They not playing fair. And speaking of Chicago, man, oh my God. They about to start purge January 1st, 2023. Do you hear me, y'all? They are starting the purge January 1st, 2023. You will be able to do second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, kidnapping, and a couple other charges that I can't think of right off the top. And people who are already in prison in Chicago for those crimes will be let go scot-free. Right back into the community. So if you live in Chicago, I suggest you be gone by January 1st if you don't want no parts of that. I suggest you be gone by January 1st if you live in Chicago, unless you want to purge. This world is getting crazy, man. I ain't never seen nothing like this. They said they allowed to threaten the police. I'm like, what? Are you serious? They allowed to trespass and take over people's shit? Like, what the hell is going on with America right now? Strange shit going on. Y'all have a blessed day, man. Tap in. You know, tap in. Let me know what y'all think, man. You know what I'm saying? Send prayers up for PNB Rock. And stay blessed.
We're gonna talk about the Tyre Nichols situation that happened in Memphis, where the five black officers five black officers killed a black man. And I want to start by saying that those five black guys were sellouts. And I'm glad that they were held accountable. But let's be honest, it happened pretty fast, man. Just because they were black people. There was even a white man in the video. They didn't even bring his name up at first until the media pressed him about it. One thing about the black community is we are the biggest sellouts. We are the biggest sellouts against our own people. One thing about the black community, we are the biggest sellouts, you know, to our people. And not only is cops killing us, but we are self-destructing ourselves. We need to stop supporting this rap music that promotes self-hate on one another. I repeat, we need to stop supporting this rap music that promotes self-hate towards one another. And it's mighty funny how this cop killer happened with all these black guys. It happened close to Black History Month. Just like the George Floyd stuff happened close or in Black History Month. I'm starting to feel like it's a trend at this point. As a community, we have to learn how to come together. First of all, we have to come together, we have to learn how to trust one another. That's first. You never hear about the Chinese people hating their own people or the Arabics. You know what I'm saying? They all back each other up. And in the black community, we don't want to see each other strive. We don't want to see each other succeed in life. We have to start teaching our kids better. Setting up opportunities. R.I.P. to Tyree Nichols. That should have never happened to that guy that night. The videos are so freaking gruesome, I can't even watch it, man. I couldn't even watch it. To sit there and beat your own kind. What I wouldn't have said, the black cop showing out for the white cop. NWA told us this way back when. Black cop showing out for the white cop. In my opinion, this is way worse than the Rodney King. Because not only did they kill the man, but he was done like that by his own people. That is all. I just wanted to speak on that topic. Also, as a community, we need to purse these cops from killing. We need to stop letting this happen because it is a war going on against our people, and we're just standing by having peaceful protests. Those Martin Luther King days are over. I repeat, those Martin Luther King days are over. There is a war on our people. As a matter of fact, let me rephrase that. It has always been a war on our people. But when are we gonna stand up? I'm out.